Concrete Rose, Chapter 16. Pregnant? What? I got to sit on the floor closer than any chair. I sink onto the tiles. How the hell? We only did it once without protection, and I was careful. Ain't no way unless... I look up at her. Is it mine? Her tears dry up quick, and Lisa get this murderous look. Is it yours? She repeat and stand. Is it yours? In seconds, she beating the crap out of me. Hitting me, kicking me, punching me. I ball up in the fetal position. Hey, chill. Is it yours? She punched my arm. Are you freaking kidding me? I'm sorry, I didn't know. You should know. I haven't been with anybody else, Maverick. This is all your fault. How the hell is it my fault? I yell. You should have been careful. I was. Obviously not enough. Oh, she punched my arm again. I was supposed to be done with you. I was supposed... Oh, God. She gasps for air. Oh, God, oh, God. I get up and hug her. She hit me at first, but she's crying too much to put up a good fight. I can't be pregnant, Maverick. She's sobbing to my chest. I can't. I'm so freaked out, I can't calm her down. You sure you are? Lisa wipe her eyes. I haven't taken a test, but I'm late, and I'm never late. Then this morning I threw up. Luckily, Mama wasn't home or... Oh, God, what am I going to do? Hey, chill. I help her sit down. You might not be pregnant. We need to go buy a test. I can't. What if somebody sees me and tells my Mama? You know how she is. Ms. Montgomery, one of them strict church-going types, even though she cussed like a sailor and drank like one. Lisa definitely can't be spotted buying a test. Her Mama would kill her whether she's pregnant or not. I'll go buy one then, I say. What if somebody sees you? We gotta know, Lisa. This is the only way. Is it bad that I almost don't want to know? I stare at her stomach too. It's hard to imagine a baby might be in there. Nah, I'm right there with you. We get quiet. One little test might change our whole lives. Lisa closes her eyes. What if I am pregnant, Maverick? What are we going to do? We'll figure it out, I say. She sniffle. We? Yeah. I brush her tears from her cheek. We in this together. Lisa wrap her arms around my neck and cry into my shoulder. I hold her and tell her it'll be okay. But that feel like a lie. I kiss her forehead and go to my room. Seven knocked out with a smile. He must be dreaming something good. He don't know I'm living a nightmare. I throw on my starter jacket. My best bet is to go to Walmart on the east side. It's a 20-minute walk one way, but that's nothing compared to being seen buying a pregnancy test. I look through my wallet and my stomach knot up. I only got $2. Pregnancy tests cost way more than that. I'd have to steal to get one from Walmart. There's only one store where I can get it now and pay for it later. I've got to go to Mr. Wyatt's. I walk around the corner with my head down. I don't know what I'm going to say to Mr. Wyatt. You're going to want to know why I need a pregnancy test. I should tell him it's for a friend. Yeah, that's it. It's kind of true too. Lisa is a friend. Who am I kidding? He won't buy that. You're going to lay into me. Only thing worse would be... Shit, Ma. When I told her Aisha's baby might be mine, she was so disappointed. There I was doing exactly what the world expects from black kids, making a baby while I'm a baby. If I got another one on the way already... God, please let this test come back negative. I nod at Mr. Wyatt's nephew, Jamal, as he sweep the curb in front of the store. He a quiet, nerdy, stocky dude with dreadlocks. I don't know if he ever said five words to me. The door to the store feel heavier than usual. The bell ring to let Mr. Wyatt know he got a customer. He at the cash register talking to Mr. Lewitt. Damn, did that man ever cut hair? Hey, son, Mr. Wyatt says to me. You okay? Hope you don't see my legs shaking. Yeah, I gotta grab something real quick. Bet not I expect to get it for free, Mr. Lewis butts in. Just because you work for Clarence don't mean you get freebies. Hold on now, Cletus. Don't come up in my store trying to run things. While they fuss, I go look for the test. Problem is, I don't know where pregnancy tests would be. Near the bathroom tissues? That makes sense. Lisa got a pee on it. I go to that aisle, but nah, they're not there. Near the baby diapers? That makes sense. You're checking to see if you're having a baby. Nah, they're not there. I go near the lady stuff. Pads, tampons, that kind of shit. Ma send me in here sometimes to buy her tampons. It's embarrassing as hell. That's exactly where the pregnancy tests are at. Mr. Wyatt got two can. I can't tell a difference, and I ain't taking a chance. I grab one of each. Time to face Mr. Wyatt. My steps sound loud as hell to me, and the cash register farther away than usual. Mr. Wyatt and Mr. Lewis watch me approach. Mr. Wyatt's eyes drift down to what's in my hands. His forehead wrinkle, as if he's not sure of what he see. I make it clear for him. I set the pregnancy test on the counter. Oh, hell, you don't need condoms, Mr. Lewis says. You need a damn vasectomy. He limp out the store, going, re-damn-diculous. Mr. Wyatt pinched the space between his eyes. Son, please tell me these are not for you. I stare at the floor. They're not. They're for a friend. Look at me and say it. I can't. I couldn't look at myself in a mirror right now and say it. Good God, boy. When the Lord said replenish the earth, he didn't expect you to do it yourself. Do you know how to use a condom? I usually wear protection, Mr. Wyatt. It was only this one time. Obviously not. You got seven. Son, you've got to be smarter than this. You can't go around just making babies. How are you going to provide for them? Take care of them? I don't know. All I can do is stare at my kicks. Mr. Wyatt come from behind the counter and clasped the back of my neck like he did that day in the garden. He sighs. Who is the young lady? Lisa, I mutter. She's waiting at my house now. Don't keep her waiting then. I swallow. I don't have the money, can I? I'll take it out your paycheck, he says. I mumble a thank you, stuff the test under my jacket and go home. Lisa paces around my kitchen. There's three empty soda cans on the kitchen table and she sips from a fourth. I set the boxes on the table. What are you doing? I'll need to pee to take the test, she says, so I'm trying to fill my bladder. Oh, I got two tests. I couldn't tell the difference, so I grabbed them both. Good. The more the better. You know, I bet I'm not pregnant. It's probably a coincidence that I'm late and that I threw up. I know my body. I would know if a freaking embryo was in my uterus, right? I don't know nothing. Maybe. I would know. Lisa grabbed the boxes. They're going to be negative. She muttered that the whole way to the bathroom. I follow her and wait in the hall. They're going to be negative, she says on the other side of the door. They're shit. Oh, damn. What'd it say? Nothing. I peed on my freaking hand. I'd laugh if this were another situation. You need more pee? What, are you going to pee for me? Tag, I was only asking. Whatever, she mumbles. I shut up and wait. After a while, the toilet flush and Lisa opened the door. Both tests will take 5 minutes. 5 minutes never seems so long. All right. I set a timer on my watch and we sit on the bathroom floor. It's hard not to stare up at them little sticks that could change our lives. Thank you, Lisa says, for getting the test, for being so supportive. Although that's what you should do in the first place, so frankly, I shouldn't thank you. I smirk. You're right. This is what I should do. I told you we're in this together, no matter what. Even though the no matter what, it's scary as hell. She must think that too, because she don't say nothing. I glance at my watch. 3 minutes. Lisa nod. She rests her cheek on her knee and look at me. Have you been washing your hair? I've kept my hair in an afro puff ever since she washed it. I put shampoo into it sometimes in the shower. Conditioner still for girls. Yeah, this fro shit a lot to keep up. I think I want to cut it and get a fade. That would look good. How's school? All right, I guess. Trying to get through it. You? Busy, but fine, she says. There's basketball, college applications, yearbook, school paper, prom. Prom? That ain't till spring. I know, but Mama wants me to get a dress now. She says they're cheaper. We're going to get my measurements this week. Lisa glanced down at her stomach. May not matter now. My watch beep and both of us jump. Time's up. Okay, Lisa says. One line means no baby, two lines, baby. Got it. We stand together. Lisa closed her eyes and inched her hand towards the counter. She picked the tests up. Please, God, please, she prays. Lisa opened one eye, then the other. Her face fall, my stomach drop. No, she says. No, no, no. She tossed the tests onto the counter. Both of them got two lines. Lisa, pregnant. For the past hour, the words been on repeat in my head like the worst song I can't forget. Lisa, pregnant. She ain't stopped crying since we found out. I hold her on the couch and I want to cry along with her. Lisa, pregnant. We're waiting on Mark to come home so we can break the news. I'm so damn dead. And Lisa, pregnant. She straightened up, wiping her eyes. What are we going to do? I don't know, I mumble. Lisa, pregnant. The words pound my skull. I hold my forehead. I mean, you got options. What you want to do? Yeah, it's going to affect me, but I ain't pregnant. Lisa is. This her decision. Lisa bite her thumbnail. I don't know. There's an abortion clinic downtown. I heard it's expensive. God damn, I'm always needing money. I'd find a way to get it. I don't want you selling drugs again, Mav. I could call my dad, he'd pay for it. Lisa don't mention her dad much. I know he married it and it ain't to her mama. He got a whole nother family across town. He gives Miss Montgomery money and scoop her up sometimes. That ain't my business, though. There's also adoption, Lisa go on, but I don't know. She put her face in her hands. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Seeing her cry got a way of cutting me deep. I wrapped my arms around her. Whatever you decide, I'm on board, all right? She looked up at me. You mean that? For sure. I kiss her hair. You got my word. Lisa buried her face in my shirt and cried her eyes out. I already know what you're going to do. It's the only option that makes sense. I'll be right by her side when she do it. An engine hummed into the driveway. Lisa gasped. Oh, God. The engine fade off and the car door creak open and shut. Mar's feet thump against the walkway. Her keys jingle on the porch and the front door open. I'm back. Brought you some... She notices on the couch. Dinner. Lisa, baby, what are you doing here? Lisa's chin tremble. We're sorry, Mrs. Carter. Ma set down the red lobster bag. That's one of her and Mo's favourite spots. Sorry? For what? What happened? My heart pounds so loud I can hardly hear myself. Lisa cover her mouth. She hop up and rush down the hall. What in the world? Ma says, and we hurry after her. We found Lisa bent over the toilet, puking her guts out. I'm so sorry. She can't talk for throwing up. We didn't mean... Ma hold Lisa's ponytail back. Baby, what are you talking about? Sorry for what? It's easier to look at Ma's hair than to look at her in her eyes. I see them couple of greys she says I gave her, and I feel like shit now, and I'm about to give her more. I swallow. Lisa pregnant, Ma. Ma don't respond. Her face don't even react. She just rubbed Lisa's back. Maybe I just didn't get the words out like I thought. Ma, I said, Lisa, I heard you, she says, and her voice almost a whisper. Go get her a ginger ale. I go to the kitchen and grab a cold one out of the refrigerator. When I get back, Lisa's sitting in front of the toilet. Ma wipes around her mouth with a washcloth. I pass Ma the soda. She pop it open and give it to Lisa. This will help settle your stomach. Lisa nod and take little sips. Ma sits on the side of the tub and close her eyes. She take a deep breath. Haven't we discussed this stuff, Maverick? Ma never told me about the birds and the bees. Nah, she told me exactly how babies are made without any dumb metaphors. She bought my first condoms when I was 15, when she realised me and Lisa were together a whole lot. That wasn't her way of saying go have sex. She made it clear she only wanted me prepared. Now I got to admit I wasn't. Yes, Mom, we discussed it. And you had unprotected sex anyways, she says. Yes, Mom. It was an accident. An accident is dropping a plate on the floor. You all were dumb. We can't argue against that. Seven wake up crying. Ma push up from the tub. I'll go check on the baby. She step over Lisa and walk out. She ain't looked at me yet. Tears fill Lisa's eyes. What have we done? I sit on the floor beside her and wrap my arms around her. Eventually, I help Lisa to the living room sofa so she can lie down a bit. All that crying can't be good for her, and she can't go home like this right now. I go to my room to grab a pillow and a blanket. I find Ma hunched over Seven's crib, so still she looked frozen. I inch toward her. Is he alright, Ma? She wipes her face, and that's when I realise she's crying. Have I failed you, Maverick? Her soft voice hit me as hard as a brick. I swallow the lump in my throat. No, Mom. You sure? Because it feels like it. I've tried my hardest. God knows I have. And yet here we are. Two babies before you're 18. It's bad enough your father convinced me to let you join a gang for protection. She shake her head. Some mother I am. Loving you isn't enough. Being hard on you isn't enough. I haven't been enough. I want to hug her, but I don't got the right. Yeah, you have, Ma. I made some bad decisions, that's all. I'll do better, I promise. She whirl around and her eyes finally meet mine. They wet with tears. How, Maverick? What are your plans? What are you going to do? I open my mouth, but I don't know. I think that hurt her the most. She wipes her face again. You know what? We've been putting this off, but it's clear that it's time we take a trip. Huh? A trip? To where? To the person you need the most, Ma says. We're going to see your father.